A group of parents in County Donegal are urging the Department of Education to provide additional special school spaces for their children who have severe and profound learning disabilities. At least 9 families across Donegal have been informed that they were unsuccessful in getting a place for their children in Little Angels Special School in Letterkenny next September, even though the school is due to move to a new building. Patricia Pearson is one of the founding members of the Don't Forget Our Little Angels campaign, and she's been telling me how they found out that there wouldn't be a place for their children.
We had had communication with the principal in the school, and we were aware that the notifications were to be posted on the 14th. I had requested that she give us a phone call, or give ourselves a phone call, and she did ring each parent that wasn't successful in their application. And then we received the letter on Monday the 17th to say that we hadn't, although we had met the criteria, that we hadn't got a place due to oversubscription.
How disappointing was this for you and for the other parents?
It was absolutely heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking. We had completed all the requirements. We had a support letter from Marcino. We had our cognitive assessments completed, and we had submitted our applications within a timely manner. So it was absolutely devastating for us as a family and for each of the parents.
Your own son, Ben, he's at play school at the moment, I gather. But if he doesn't get a place in Little Angels, are there any other alternatives for him?
There is no alternatives. Little Angels is the only school in the county for moderate, severe and profound intellectual disabilities. So there is no other suitable placement for Ben or for the other children in the group.
And what then would you and what would the other parents have to do if you don't get a place?
I suppose our alternatives is we feel that we were probably offered home tuition, but that isn't an option for us. It's difficult to get home tutors. The children will be denied the social aspects of their school education, or that we keep them at home for a year and reapply next year.
You've been campaigning for more places at the school, and we know that similar campaigns are being organised at the moment and run at the moment in many places around the country. How have you been getting on?
We, at the start of this, none of us parents in this group knew each other. Primarily, I think I contacted Ben's play school and asked his principal just were there other families that had been unsuccessful in their applications, and asked him to forward my details on to them. And then we went through a couple of Facebook pages, autism support groups, and made contact with mummies again that had been unsuccessful. Primarily, I suppose, we had a Zoom set up where we could meet each other and, you know, learn about each other's children. From there, we started collectively contacting our TDs and our local county councillors. We also spoke with our local radio station here as well. And from that, then we went on and we had a meeting with our TDs and our local county council representatives last week, and they have advocated very hard for us and brought us to the Dáil. And then we came in contact with yourselves this week as well. We've set up a social media campaign over Facebook. Our Facebook page is Don't Forget Our Little Angels, and on Instagram. And it has gained a lot of traction, and we seem to be very well known throughout the county, and we seem to have the backing of the county behind us.
It sounds like a phenomenal amount of work to get something that most parents will take for granted, that their child will be able to go to school and get an education.
It is. It feels like our kids, they're all over Facebook, they're all over Instagram. We're on the newspapers, we're on the radios, we're now in RTE, and this is what we have had to do to ensure that our kids, that our voices are heard, and that our kids get the suitable school place that they need. And hopefully, that's going as far as what we have. We're hoping that our voices will reach the senior officials and they might be encouraged to make the right decisions.
I was looking at a statement from the Department of Education. They say there are a number of potential solutions and these are being worked through with the school, with the support of the department. How optimistic are you that some sort of solution will be found?
We offered them solutions. We were very open that we didn't want to come with only problems. We wanted to come with solutions. The new build that's currently in Letterkenny, they still have, the old building is obviously still there. So we have suggested that they utilise 2 classrooms out of the old building to facilitate us. Or there is modulars to the back of the old building that is less than a 1 minute walk from the new build, that we utilise them. Or there's modulars to the front of the old building, which are relatively new, I think within the last 3 years, that they be transported to the new building. So we have come with solutions to the government as a group.
And that was Patricia Pearson talking to me a short time ago.